and faith and this in there. She put a lining in and some cotton between the lining and the top of the quilt. Then she'd sit down and just take a needle and go all over that and make her quilt. She made all her quilt. She didn't use blankets.
Were those sewn or tied, though? Were they just tied?
Tied.
Now, a bed made up flat on the floor, what would you call that? You know, like if you had a lot of company or maybe a lot of children came over, and then you'd have to fix them up.
Pallet?
Sure. And then low-lying, what do you call low-lying grassland out in the country? How about land where there's always water standing on it? You know, like down in Florida, there's all the Okefenokee, Georgia, areas where
there's
here. What I was thinking of
was something like bottomland
or a meadow, or familiar with those words?
Yeah.
Would you pronounce that?
Pronounce which one?
M-E-A-D-O-W.
Meadow.
Yeah. And then if a narrow or channel cut in a field by erosion, might call that a...
And it gets swamped.
Well, or this is just a channel that goes through.
Oh, going through.
And maybe there's never water in it during the dry season, but when it rains, though, the water just rushes through those things.
Would you call it a gully?
Exactly. Now, you mentioned the spring, and you mentioned the branch. Now, what other kinds of flowing water?
They had creeks.
Yeah.
C-R-E-E-K.
Yeah. What were the names of some of them, you remember? Or just some of the streams around the Knoxville, I believe.
Well, we have Tennessee River over here. And let's see what else is there. They don't call it Tennessee River yet. What is it to call it? Fort Loudoun Lake. Rivers, lakes. That's all I think of.
Mm-hmm. Now, if something higher than that, than a level land, and then the what?
The hills, the mountains.
Now, when you're going out to the mountains, you have those things that are kind of, on a door. When you open a door, you turn the door what?
No.
Okay, have you ever used that word in relation to mountains, to God?
I've heard it used. I don't use it, but I have heard it.
Okay. And then if you were cutting, if somebody's whittling with a stick, you know, with a knife, and you might cut a little thing like this in a piece of wood, you say people used to count that way. Keep track of how many things they did. They make a little N-O-T-C-H.
Oh, a notch.
Yeah, now have you ever used that in relation to a mountain?
No.
Okay. And then a sharp facing cliff, you know, a sharp faced thing that drops down. What would you call that? Someone is driving around in the mountain and you look over and.
Over a cliff.
Okay. Now, what kinds of roads are there? I wish you kind of described the roads for me around. How the roads have changed, the kinds of roads they had out around Solway when you were
Well, they of course were not paved roads. They were dusty. You'd start somewhere and there would be so much dust that you'd almost suffocate because they weren't, concrete.
Yeah. And what did they call roads like that?
They just called them roads. Uh-huh. That's all they were called.
Right. They were called dirt roads?
Yeah.